been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is October the 17th today, and we are live from Minnesota. Minneapolis, to be exact, and a little chilly here, but the market's got me nice and warm here today. Warm and fuzzy. The Dow is up 83 points, which puts it at 27,084. There you go. We're back above 27,000. Actually, I think we closed yesterday above 27,000 just a little bit. So they're putting those hats back on down at the New York Stock Exchange. I told you we would get there again, and we're going higher. The S&P well above 3,000 finally again here today. It's up 16. We're at 3,006. Break out the 3,000 hat. Break out the Martinelli's Sparkling Cider, too, while you're at it. NASDAQ up 51 points today. 8,175. That's a 0.6% move to the upside. The small cap index doing better than even the other three. It's up 0.8%. 1,537 for the Russell 2000. Crude oil having a bad day. Crude oil down 48 cents per barrel, 5,288. Gold, up $3.20 per ounce, 1,497. Hanging out at that 1,500 level. Silver is up 16 cents to 1,759. And the bond market, it's been pretty quiet here recently with the 10-year interest rate kind of snuggled in here at 1.77%, not moving too far from that level. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here live in Minnesota, Minneapolis. Well, we've had two full days of meeting great people. I hope I've been some help to those I've met with, and I hope I can help you going forward. And we've got another full slate of appointments today. I'll tell you what, we got some brain trust in that room. Now, that's not counting me, you know, but the other two guys, Barry has been sensational in taking a look at your big picture. Your big picture, that's very, very important. And Paul has been sensational in looking at that distribution phase. You know, we accumulate, hopefully accumulate, we accumulate, and then all of a sudden there's no more accumulation. We stop working, and it's time to now live off of what we have accumulated and begin that distribution phase. And it's also important to know which buckets of money to pull from for your income, when it's best to take that Social Security, all those kinds of things. Look, I like picking stocks and managing money, and I leave that kind of stuff. I understand it all, but I leave that to Paul and to Barry to put together plans for you and, check back with you on a regular basis to make sure we're on course. And, you know, we also talk a lot about our strategy here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're pretty unique in what we do. I haven't seen another firm. I haven't seen another statement that's come in other than people that are managing it themselves. I've seen a few of those, and they've got everything I own. They have copied and followed my suggestions over the years, and most of them say, gee, I never have done better. But I am a guy that I'm also a defensive coordinator. Right now, I'm an offensive coordinator. I have the offense on the field. The economy is expanding. Earnings are going to hit record highs this year. They're expected to hit record highs next year, 2020. And they're expected to hit record highs in 2021. Now, you can come back to me with every single argument out there. There's plenty of them. And I'm going to point you to the numbers, all right? If things start to fall apart, and if things start to go differently than what they're anticipating now, it will show up in the numbers. That's the first place it will start to show up. Earnings for the S&P 500. But at the same time, you've got to have a defense ready to go. They're on the sidelines right now. They're suited up. They're ready when needed, because there will come a time. We don't know when the next recession will hit. Australia is in their 27th year of expansion. We're in our 10th or 11th year of expansion. And, you know, all we can do is take it a week, month at a time, a quarter at a time. Right now we're in the earnings season. We're really now getting into the thick of things. And we do have some really good reports here to go over today. It's nice that we can focus again on earnings. We don't have to focus on Trump tweets about upping the tariffs on China anymore. I'm really happy that that has at least been moved to the back burner. Let them negotiate that behind closed doors. Work on that and let CEOs across America innovate, grow, acquire, invent, sell, go, go, go. That's the U.S. economy. 500 companies making up that S&P 500, kind of the real the heartbeat of the U.S. economy, those 500 big companies. Now, we do venture outside of those also, and even venture outside the borders of the U.S. You know, the China stocks are all of a sudden in fuego once again, and they've been held down for quite some time, so there's some real value there across the pond in China. All right, so let's get to work here today. We've got a good day, a good start. We have a good start to earnings season. I'll be writing the newsletter, hopefully, from 30,000 feet tomorrow. Barry will also be helping me with the newsletter from 30,000 feet. There's never a dull moment here. And we will be sharpening our pencils. We'll be looking at the companies that have reported so far. And all the companies that have yet to report, we're going to have about 60 or 70 of the S&P 500 companies in the books by the end of this week. So that's a pretty good sampling. We haven't had a lot of technology stocks report yet. That will be starting next week. But we've had a very good slice from the financial sector, a lot of industrial stocks, banking stocks. So far, so good. And we will be updating that macro picture of the market here in this week's newsletter. If you'd like to receive that newsletter, we send out the first 2 weeks with the full Monty. Then we start shaving a few things off over the next few weeks, and then you get the free newsletter after that, which has a lot inside my brain every single week of what I'm seeing in the market and what is sticking out to me and making you aware of those things that I think are most important. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to sign up for the newsletter. We've met with a lot of people here here in Minneapolis, and we do a lot of appointments over the phone. This is a day and age where people work from home. They telecommute. They talk to people all over the world. And we do that every single day at Gunderson Capital Management. We don't have to be in your town in order for us to get your picture, to get, you know, we need numbers. We just need some numbers from you to crunch. That's all. And we need to get to know you a little bit, assess your risk appetite, assess your individual situation. And we're not going to put you into a boring and mediocre asset allocation. Now, we've seen folks in asset allocations come to us, and we've seen very, very mediocre results. All right. Well, we had kind of a sloppy day in the market yesterday. There were a few sectors. The cloud stocks were under pressure. I see they're getting some upgrades here today. You know, look, last Friday, Goldman Sachs upgraded some of these cloud stocks. Yesterday, Morgan Stanley, they disagreed and they downgraded some. And that just is part of the overall process. I stay focused on the numbers, okay? I crunch my 5-year. Some guy wrote on one of our articles, well, this stock didn't do very good today. Well, you know what? I focus on that 5-year target price, the daily gyrations of a stock. If you're going to focus on that, well, that's going to get you into a lot of trouble. You're never going to make money over the long haul in the market. Okay, when we come back, we got economic reports, we got earnings reports, we got a deal, Brexit, what? We'll be right back.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I went through several charts here during the intermission and break, and I like what I see today. I really do. It's off to a very, very good start. Now, yesterday we had the retail sales come in a little bit soft, but that can be pretty dicey from month to month. There's a lot of factors that go into that. And we seem to have a pretty healthy economy still here in the U.S., and I'll go over some economic reports from today. Brexit deal done if it passes? Wow. I mean, they could not get that done all those years with their previous leader, now Bojo, Boris Johnson, may get it done. Where there's a will, there is a way, they say. It's got to pass, but apparently it is going to happen. This seems to be a week of deals. The GM apparently has settled with the United Auto Workers, U.S. and China. Well, I call it more of a truce than a deal. And, of course, now just the Nancy Pelosi and President Trump and the Democrats and the Republicans could make some kind of peace. I don't ever see that happening, however. But Brexit? Maybe in the books now. London up 0.6%. Frankfurt 0.6%. Hong Kong up 0.7%. I noticed very good action in the Chinese stocks yesterday. Well, the Fed's beige book report. I stayed up till 2 a.m. reading that. No, not really. That's a bunch of fine print. Oh, man. U.S. economy. Bottom line is the U.S. economy expands at a slight to modest pace. Well, that's better than a contraction, so we'll take it for now. A few other economic reports out today. The Philly Fed, without cheese whiz, I guess, misses expectations. So a little less cheese whiz than expected. It came in at plus, however. Plus, we like those pluses, 5.6 versus 7.3 consensus. September housing starts trail consensus. But let me tell you something. The home building stocks, they're the hottest stocks in the market right now. Now, I never really bought into the home building stocks. You know, they're very cyclical. They're not exactly growth stocks. But when times are going good, they go good. And I saw some really good action in D.R. Horton and Toll Brothers and MHD and others, Meritage Homes, etc. One of the hottest sectors in the entire market. Well, low interest rates, right? The Fed, Jerome Powell, low interest rates helping very much. I got to believe the mortgage guys are busy these days. But the September housing starts trail consensus. Another early warning sign that we will see at some point in time down the road will be jobless claims. All of a sudden, companies will see a slowdown coming and start to lay people off. That's not happening yet. Initial jobless claims check in this week at 214,000. That's extremely low. Anything under 300,000 is considered good. So right now, no early signs at all of a slowdown in the employment market of the U.S. New GM contract has $7.7 billion in investment and key union wins. Apparently, they've agreed to this. GM's going to invest $7.7 billion into U.S. factories. And they will also, that investment could preserve about 9,000 jobs. They're going to invest in a plant near Lordstown, Ohio, where GM hopes to sell to a startup electric truck maker. That would create another 1,000 jobs. Electrification of autos has been a behind-the-scenes factor in negotiations. GM has come off of a profitable period, but it's getting ready for a potential sales slowdown along with investments in electric and self-driving cars. You know, there's still not a lot of demand for the electric and self-driving cars, and these auto companies have made some very large investments into this. So we'll see whether or not they ever get any ROI, which is return on investment. Why did Bayer buy Monsanto? They should have talked to Neil Young first, the crooner out of Canada. He knows all about Monsanto, and in particular, the weed killer, right? Roundup. Bayer braces for Q3 surge in Roundup claims. Holy cow. Well, you know what? I mean, the attorneys across America are peppering the TV waves with advertisements. If you've gotten that non-Hodgkin's related lymphoma, and Bayer is going to bear the brunt of all of that. Holy cow. The number of plaintiffs could now exceed 45,000. Bayer's last estimate in July was 18,000. The Roundup crisis already has cost Bayer more than $30 billion in market value as the company lost three U.S. trials over whether the herbicide causes cancer. And yet, you know, go to your Home Depot or your Lowe's. The shelves are lined with Roundup. Amazon gets a target boost. You know, I would say that the average target price for Amazon is right around $2,300 to $2,400. I obviously am a very big bull on Amazon stock. Amazon's got a nice chart going on right now. That is a very nice, what we call a saucer pattern. Nice rounded bottom there. It's closing in on 1800 again, but I would say the average target price that I see out there is about $2,200 to $2,300. Credit Suisse raises its Amazon target from $2,225 to $2,400. When will Amazon report earnings? Well, you know what? I'm just here to say that that's become the biggest earnings report of earnings season. Maybe Netflix number two, you know, maybe Facebook number three. Apple's still in the top five. Amazon's earnings are due out next Thursday, a week from today. The Amazon chart looks very good. And how can you not own Amazon in a premier large cap growth portfolio? I look at their last 5 years, earnings have been growing by 121% per year. Get this. You go back to 2012 when they first turned a profit, they made 28 cents a share that year. The stock was trading at 264. What are they expected to make next year? Okay, from 28 cents per share to $33.13 per share. Well, that computes to compound annual growth in earnings of 120%. And during that time, the stock has gone from 264 to 1,785. Do stocks follow earnings? Well, I'll leave that up to you to decide. I continue to own Amazon, which is right now an $886 billion company. In my mind, Amazon ought to have a larger market cap than Apple. Apple has way fewer products, is not as dominant a company as this AMZN is, expected to make $33.13 in earnings next year, which would be up from 28 cents in 2012. Okay, when we come back, the biggest earnings report so far in this current earnings season, we'll report on that. We'll look at some other companies that have reported earnings, including IBM. What do you think IBM did? They've been known for stinker reports. Do you think they blew away earnings estimates? We'll see. We'll be right back.
Details, this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we still have a pretty nice rally going on here in the market today. I would say it's an earnings-driven rally, and I would also say that the Brexit deal is helping today's market. We seem to be getting a lot of this uncertainty out of the way. But there will always be uncertainty in the market. Okay, the big earnings report so far this quarter came last night after the close. Netflix, which I do not own, beat earnings by 42 cents, but their revenue was in line. Now, Netflix has given back a lot of those gains that it had. Netflix was over $300 a share. Let's see, Netflix got clear up to 300 and about 10 here this morning, and it's given up quite a bit of that gain. It's now up just $2.93 as analysts chime in, as they give more, shed more light on their subscriber growth, etc. Yeah, it got up to 309 this morning, and now it's 289. So it's given up 20 points of gains this morning. It's still up just barely, 0.9%. Netflix beat by 42 cents. Their streaming memberships were up 21.4% year over year. That's pretty good. That was right in line with the expectations. They had a big miss in that department of their last, during their last quarter. They added 6.77 million subscribers in the last 90 days. That's pretty good, but they continue to face more and more competition. Their operating income more than doubled year over year. Their operating margins increased to 18.7 from a year ago. So it's all pretty good, but I would say that the subscriber growth is the one that they're really watching and keying on here, and that subscriber growth fell a bit short of the company's guidance. Netflix is currently a $129 billion company. It's got a relative strength of 17 right now on a scale of 1 to 99. It's been very weak after a huge run at the beginning of the year. The stock went up about 50%. The first quarter of this year, and then it hit an all-time high of 52-week high of 385. And from there, it fell clear to 252, losing about 40% of its value after it missed that estimate during their last quarter. Let's just see where Netflix is ranked overall in the Best Stocks Now app. I do not own Netflix. I thought that last quarter was pretty bad. Netflix is ranked number 307. That's the highest it's been ranked in quite some time. I don't think I'll be jumping back into the fray with Netflix stock here. Netflix has also been commenting about all the competition. They say it shouldn't be a problem. That's what they all say. Okay, IBM. IBM is known for delivering stinker reports. Once again, a stinker report. Now, here's a perfect example of a company that pays a big dividend, almost 5% per year. You can't get that in very many bonds these days. Why not buy that stock and get that dividend of 5% per year? Well, the stock today is down 6%. There goes the dividend right out the window. And I continue to say, when you see these big dividend yields, you're also looking at non-growth companies. Well, let's see if that holds true here. Over the last 5 years, IBM's earnings have been going down, contracting by 4% per year. You know, Netflix is now bigger than IBM. IBM's $118 billion. I got to believe they're going to get kicked out of the Dow at some point in time and be replaced by something, maybe, I don't know, Amazon? I don't know. $118 billion on IBM, almost a 5% dividend yield, earnings and sales going backwards. For this quarter, their sales were down 4% year over year, and their earnings were down 22%. Stock down 6.1%. Another stinker of a report from IBM. I think they got to break the company up somehow into pieces, because what they're doing now, it just continues to grind and grind and grind. Well, let's see. They had a lot of the cloud stocks under pressure yesterday. Let's look at the cloud ETF here today, see if it's getting any kind of a bounce. Not really. It's still pretty soft today. But one big firm, Macquarie, calls the concerns in this sector overblown. I'm on their side. And saying that the pullback in these cloud stocks is a buying opportunity. Well, I'm on board there with Macquarie. Tesla has been cleared to start manufacturing cars in China. Well, I got to believe maybe that will help Tesla. I got to believe it's cheaper to produce a car in China than it is in the Silicon Valley. They began production of a $2 billion gigafactory that they're building in Shanghai, and this will be the first fully foreign-owned car plant in China. In other words, no Chinese partner here. They're just going to build them there with Chinese workers. Tesla plans to produce at least 1,000 of its Model 3s per week from the Chinese factory, which reportedly could be up and running within weeks. Boy, they move fast over there, don't they? And the new factory will give Tesla access to China, the world's biggest car market, and help the company avoid higher import tariffs that are imposed on cars made in the U.S. In other words, China puts a tariff on our cars going into China. But if Tesla builds those cars there in China, they get around that. Tesla stock has been pretty strong recently. You know, it's a tough business, the automobile business. Tesla bottomed out at 177 here recently. It's back to 261. I still am not on that Tesla train. Well, we got a deal. I thought we must have gone up in smoke. Shares of Kronos jumped as much as 41% after hours. That's a cannabis stock. There was some thought that maybe there was some rebalancing in the cannabis ETFs, but now I see the stock's up just 14 cents. That's a terrible chart. CRON, which has been as high as $24 a share recently, it's now at $8.50 per share. The weed stocks, the cannabis sector, continues to look very poor. Okay, here's another big dividend player. Let's check in on Philip Morris. That stock is down after they report earnings. They beat by 7 cents. They missed on revenues. The dividend yield at Philip Morris is 6%. But here's the problem. The stock so far this year is down about 15 to 20%. So yes, the dividend offsets the loss somewhat, but you still have a total return of negative. And I've heard people say, well, what do I care? I still get my dividend yield. I say, well, you know what? There's two columns here. On the one column is the capital gains or losses. On the other column is the dividends. You add the two together. That's what counts, not just the dividend. It's your principal. If you could find a CD that's paying 5%, but at the end of the year they give you back $9,500 instead of $10,000, you broke even on that deal. And that's how the math works out on a lot of these big dividend payers. Let's just look it up here in the app real quickly. PM. PM in the app doesn't look very good, yet a lot of these dividend chasers own it. Over the last 3 years, Philip Morris has delivered minus total return. Add the two together, dividend, capital appreciation. In this case, you have a capital loss. You've lost 1.4% per year for the last 3 years, while the market has been positive 12% per year. So that doesn't play in very well into a retirement plan, okay? All right, we'll be back with the couple more earnings reports and the featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. There's a few other earnings reports here in the mix today. Union Pacific, I don't own Union Pacific. They miss by just a little bit. And we have Morgan Stanley. They beat by 9 cents. Nice day. The financials have actually had a pretty good week. And it helps to have the financial sector participating in the economy and in the market. I think it's about 12 or 13% of our overall economy. Honeywell, which is an industrial, they beat. A nice chart there on Honeywell breakout. They beat by 7 cents. I'm certainly not seeing anything here so far that says, gee, we're headed into a recession. And a red-hot stock, Taiwan Semiconductor, which I have owned in the past, they reported earnings. They beat by 2 cents. They beat on revenues. This stock has been hitting new highs here recently, TSM, and it pays a pretty good dividend of 3.1%. I have no problem owning that stock, although I don't currently own it. I own others that are very similar to it. And let's see, Poole. Poole's always been a good stock over the years. I don't know how they do that. They operate 364 pool equipment and supply centers. You would think that Home Depot would have just crushed them. But that stock is breaking out to a new all-time high today, $210.60. Headquartered in Covington, Louisiana. The Poole supply headquarters of the U.S. It's an $8.5 billion company. A lot of people know them by Leslie's Pool Mart. It's been a terrific small-cap stock over the years. Okay, I'm going to feature a dividend payer here today that's in the news. They reported earnings. They beat earnings estimates. We're going to go down to Jacksonville, Florida, and take a look and check in on CSX Corp., which one of the best railroads in the business as far as being profitable and enriching shareholders over the years. They had a very well-known CEO who passed away, probably a few years ago, but it seems like the beat goes on there at CSX Corp. They operate 20,500 miles of a rail system in 23 states, the District of Columbia, and two Canadian provinces. The stock's been a little soft here recently. Relative strength is 40. But CSX, over the last 10 years, with the dividend and the capital appreciation, has delivered 18.4% per year to investors with no guarantees going forward. And over the last 3 years, it's almost tripled the returns of the S&P 500. Now, when we meet with people here in Minneapolis, you know, financial planning is really all about where are you today? How much do you have? What's your nest egg today? How much are you adding to it? Or have you reached the point where you're not adding to it anymore? Is it time to be taking money from the nest egg? And we run some scenarios, okay? What if you made 4% per year, average 4% per year over the next many years? How long will your money last at the rate you're going? What if we plug in 5 or 6% per year? So a lot of that, you know, is dependent upon what kind of asset allocation you have. If you're in 100% bonds, you know, you're looking in that 4 or 5% per year kind of range. And if you need a better return on that, well, you're going to have some exposure to maybe dividend stocks. I was giving example. I had someone we met with yesterday. He had all fixed income at 4.5%. And I said, well, you know what? Look, just a company like Home Depot has averaged 25% per year over the last 5 years, 10 years, no guarantees going forward. But if you're going to juice that 4.5% return that you're getting now from strictly fixed income, you're going to have to take a little bit more risk and have somebody managing that account for you to protect you on the downside. But that's how you're going to get better returns over time. Do I recommend having 100% in the stock market, growth stocks, pure growth stocks? Well, some people do, because they have plenty to live on, and this is going to be legacy money that they're going to leave to their kids. But for the most part, you know, people are looking to do a little bit better than 4 or 5% over time, and they're trying to avoid that 50% sell-off bear market when it comes next time around. Well, I'm just going to feature CSX here today. It has delivered some big returns to investors over the years, has a decent dividend. My five-year target price is $118. The stock is $70 right now, so it has about almost 80% upside potential. Over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings by 19% per year. So when you got a dividend payer that's also growing its earnings, guess what? The biggest side of that, those two columns, is going to be the capital appreciation side, not the dividend side. The dividend is icing on the cake. But as the company continues to grow their earnings, don't they have the firepower to maybe continue to raise the dividend and deliver capital appreciation? So that's the best of both worlds. That's why I call it dividend and growth, the dividend and growth portfolio. And if you're, you know, faint of heart in the market, well, that would be the next step up from fixed income to help you get better returns. Because, you know, 4.5%, it's pretty tough. I know you could outlive your money with that kind of a return. You got to have it tightly managed, though, if you're going to step up that risk a little bit. And that's my job here at Gunderson Capital Management. And of course, Barry and Paul and myself, we run the numbers for you to let you know what kind of returns you do need. You have to be realistic and to see how long your money will last given your current situation and what you're doing with it. All right, so we would welcome you to set up a phone appointment with us. Barry and Paul, they're in our office there in Mount Pleasant. And got the brain trust available to you to help you maneuver through very active times. There's nothing passive at all about today's world. This is Bill Gunderson, an active money manager, the president of Gunderson Capital Management. Start getting the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Set up an appointment. Edie will do that for you, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.